A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. In those days, some Jews from Antioch and Iconium arrived and won over the crowds. They stoned Paul and dragged him out of the city, supposing that he was dead. But when the disciples gathered around him, he got up and entered the city. On the following day, he left with Barnabas for Derbe. After they had proclaimed the good news of that city and made a considerable number of disciples, they returned to Lystra and to Iconium and then to Antioch. They strengthened the spirits of the disciples and exhorted them to persevere in the faith, saying, "It is necessary for us to undergo many hardships to enter the kingdom of God." They appointed presbyters for them in each church, and with prayer and fasting, commended them to the Lord in whom they had put their faith. Then they traveled through Pisidia and reached Pamphylia. After proclaiming the word of Perga, they went down to Attalia, and from there they sailed to Antioch, where they had been commended to the grace of God for the work they had now accomplished. And when they arrived, they called the church together and reported what God had done with them and how he had opened the door of faith to the Gentiles. Then they spent no little time with the disciples. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You heard me tell you, I am going away and I will come back to you. If you love me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe. I will no longer speak much with you, for the ruler of the world is coming. He has no power over me, but the world must know that I love the Father, and that I do just as the Father has commanded me." The Gospel of the Lord. Today's Gospel states the obvious. Much of the world, to this day, does not love Jesus, nor does it keep his word. To pretend otherwise with all the horrors of the ancient and the modern world would be insane. It would be insane. Thus, there is a sharp distinction between Christians or followers of Jesus and the rest of the world. Now, here's the good news. If we hold fast to Jesus, if we refuse to settle for a second-rate compromised discipleship, we will experience his peace as a gift. It's a peace that assures us of his presence, assures us of his support. It's a peace that comes with the knowledge that the Jesus that we love and know is one with God the Father. And we always have to remember, God the Father is the source of life.